Finally, I'm on spring break. No podcast, no field trips, no courtrooms, no worries. I'm just gonna crack open this ice-cold Wild Cherry Coke Zero and tilt my hat down low and take a nap here on the beach, all by myself. No Scary Gary and his disturbing comments. No fighting between the squirrel and the hamster. No Ronan the raptor or Talon the pterodactyl. Can't say their name three times. None of Trevor's silly antics or clarifying questions. I'm just out here all alone on the beach. Spring break 2024, where absolutely no one can find me. No work, no podcast. Huh?
Well, hey, kids, this is the Preacher and the Piano Man podcast, a fun podcast to help kids learn and pray the Bible with their parents. He's Tyler. He's the Preacher.
Oh, no.
And my name's Trevor. I'm the Piano Man.
Oh, no.
And this week, we're going to do a podcast from Tyler's spring break.
No. Wait a minute. No, we are not. Okay, Trevor, this cannot be happening. I told you the podcast was off for a week.
Oh, I thought you said we're off to the beach. I had my AirPods in, and they were on noise cancellation mode.
No, not off to the beach. Off for a week.
Exactly. We're off for a week at the beach. All of us.
All of us? Wait, no. What do you mean, all of us, Trevor? What do you mean?
Everybody off the bus? Roll call.
Hey, kids, it's me, the hamster, and I love the beach.
Wait, kids, it's me, the squirrel, and I like the beach too, my little friends.
Well, hello. This is Queen Sparkle, Shimmer Puffy Boo, the unicorn, and lives in a church, and I love the beach.
Bro, I was made for the beach. This is Lars the Lava Lamp, and I'm gonna catch some waves, dude.
Well, yep, it's me, Scary Gary. I'm here too, and I don't like the beach. Too much fun.
Roomba the robot here. I'm so excited to clean up all this sand.
Hi, this is Scarlet, and I've already taken attendance. And all the children are here and have their permission slips signed.
Yo, what up? Hey, yo, it's Gus. G-U-H-S-S, I ain't sus. I'm Tim, but I drove the bus.
Wait, what? Trevor, you let Gus drive a charter bus?
Yeah, I was tired.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll give you credit. The one thing you did right is that you did not invite you know who, and his twin brother. Their names rhyme with Gronan the Graptor and Fallon the Pterodactyl.
Wait, who? Sorry, I just put my AirPods back in from the bus trip. The noise cancellation's still on. Who'd you say?
Oh, he's talking about Ronan the Raptor and Talon the Pterodactyl.
Say what again?
Ronan the Raptor and Talon the Pterodactyl.
Wait, no, don't say it again.
Wait, one more time, huh?
Ronan the Raptor and Talon the Pterodactyl. Robbie, well, good day, people of the podcast. I'm delighted to make your acquaintance. I am your VP, Sir Ronan the Raptor. Robbie, and I'm his twin brother, your president, Talon the Pterodactyl. It is simply splendid. To be with such an esteemed group on this joyous occasion. As your elected officials, we have turned over a new leaf and decided to be polite and serious on this spring break.
Wait, really? How?
Well, for that secret, you need to come closer.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay, I'm pretty close.
Closer.
My ear is literally right next to your mouth, and I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Just kidding. We don't have manners, but we do have nanners. That's right. We have a whole bag full of bananas and two suitcases full of more bananas, and they taste better than swim trunks. What are we even doing here?
Well, it's official.
This vacation is a mess.
That's right, Tyler. This vacation is the best. And on today's podcast episode, you're going to tell us a Bible story about Easter. I'm going to write a fun song, ask some clarifying questions, and the kids are going to pray with their parents at the end.
I guess that's right. And today in season 4, episode 9, I need to cheer up. So I'm going to tell you kids about
the best spring break ever, ever, ever.
Because ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, one spring, 2,000 years ago, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the hero of heaven and earth,
don't think that's the coolest spring break, then give that girl a shake. But don't step on a crack or it'll break your mama's back.
Oh, my mom loves snacks.
Take your AirPods out and hit the theme song.
Put down those yummy goldfish.
'Cause guess what?
We granted your wish. You get to hear from your bucket list.
It's the preacher
and the piano man.
Fun and now go hand in hand.
And this time it will be grand.
It's the preacher
and the piano man.
Okay, kids. Well, our vocab phrase today is a cool one. It's resurrection life. Resurrection life. Jesus died. Jesus raised. When you believe, you'll be changed. That's Easter. So get off your keister, because Jesus is R-I-Z-Z risen, and also R-I-S-E-N, risen from the dead. You see, kids, when Jesus' resurrection power changes us, we call that resurrection life. And kids, we believe that power is real. And it's really interesting. In the Gospel of John, we read a few stories of how Jesus' disciples were changed when they believed in the risen Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you one of those stories today. It's the story of Peter. But before we get to his story, kids, needless to say, all the podcast characters crashed in my spring break. It was a bit of a shock, and I needed a little space to regain my composure. So I told them all that we're going to play a game. They had to go and find something really, really fun to do, something that would cheer me up. And the only rule is that it could not be within 100 yards of me, because I just need a little time to cool off. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to take a little walk around the beach and check out what the characters are doing. And then at the end of the episode, we'll vote on who had the coolest, most awesome, most fun idea, and they win a special spring break prize. Okay, you ready, kids? So let's head over here to the ocean. I'm gonna walk over here. Oh man, it's nice to have my toes in the sand. And wait, what's that? I think I see Lars the lava lamp surfing.
Bro, preacher, check it out, man. I'm totally catching some waves.
Whoa, Lars, you really are the best. At least top 5 lava lamps I've ever seen surf in my entire life. And who's that with you? Is that the hamster?
Hey kids, it's me, the hamster, over here, and I'm catching some waves too with my little hamster paws, my little teeny little pink hamster paws.
Hamster, that is so awesome. And wait, who is that on the surfboard with you? Is that Trevor, you, and Lars the lava lamp all on one surfboard?
Check this out, Lars. Handstand while I surf. Oh yeah, hang 10, 11, 12. That's as far as I can go, actually. I'm going back to 10 now.
Gnarly, bro. That is totally gnarly.
Wow, kids. Surfing is really awesome. That is going to be a tough one to beat, but let's head down the beach and see if we can find anyone else. So, okay, I'm walking down the beach. I'm right at that edge of where, like, the water comes up, but you're still on the sand, and it hits you every once in a while. It's a really awesome place to walk. And what's that, a cave? Is that a cave right there? A cave dug in the sand? Let's go in there. It's Scary Gary?
Yes, Preacher Man. I dug this cave with small neon plastic beach shuffles that I've stole from little children on the beach. 'Cause I love caves.
And wait, why is Trevor in the cave too, making soup? I thought Trevor was surfing.
Hey, Scary Gary, I think your phone's ringing.
Hello? Oh, hi. It's you, exactly who I wanted to talk to. I want to talk to you, the Lord of the Seagulls, because I want you to summon your seagull army to fill the sky and blot out the sun. If you do, we can break spring break on spring break. You see, if we blot out the sun, there will be no warmth. And if there's no warmth, it will be winter, not spring. And if it's no longer spring, then it's no longer spring break. And if it's no longer spring break, then Scary Gary has officially broken spring. I love the smell of winter. I love it, the smell when you turn on your HVAC for the first time and it smells like it's burning hair just a little bit. And I love that we all have to throw our popsicles away and put our bathing suits back in the attic. And winter is here and soup season is back. Thanks, Chef Trevor, for baking the soup.
Well, yeah, if it's going to be cold outside, we got to have soup, so of course I'm going to make soup.
Okay, that is terrifying. Why would anyone love winter more than spring? Anyways, I think Lars and the hamster are definitely still in the lead. Now, let's talk about Jesus' resurrection. Remember, kids, Jesus' resurrection changes us. It fills us with resurrection life. And it filled Peter with resurrection life as well, in John chapter 21. Now, you know, kids, Judas gets a pretty bad rap. He betrayed Jesus and handed him over to be crucified. And that's pretty bad, kids. But he wasn't the only one who betrayed Jesus. Peter did as well. Jesus was crucified on Good Friday, but he was arrested on Thursday night. And when he was arrested, Peter snuck behind the guards who arrested him and followed them all the way back to the high priest's courtyard, where Jesus was being put on trial. Peter was waiting outside the courtyard in the cold night to see if Jesus would be pronounced guilty. And while he waited, someone recognized him as a disciple and confronted Peter. And the whole thing went something like this.
All right, me being Peter and all, just standing here outside the gate to the courtyard of the high priest where Jesus is on trial, just kind of chilling here. Excuse me, could you let me in, please?
Well, hi there. I am the woman who guards the gate, and I think I'll let you in, but aren't you one of those disciples of Jesus, the man who is on trial?
Oh, no, of course not. Why would you think that?
Because you have, like, part of his Sermon on the Mount tattooed on your arm in the Greek. And also, you have a shirt that says Jesus Freak on it. And also, I heard you humming the lyrics of DC Talk. There was a man with a tat on his big fat belly and wiggled around like marmalade jelly. It took me a while to catch what it said because I had that much of rhythm of his belly with my head.
Oh, it's a pretty common name. It's just a different Jesus.
Okay. I guess I will suspiciously let you in now.
All right, passing through the gate, being Peter and all. It's pretty cold out here. I wish I brought a coat. Look, there's a little charcoal fire. I guess I'll go stand next to that and warm up. Ah, yeah, that's better. Please.
Well, hi there. I am just a little servant girl here by the fire, and excuse me, sir, one of those guys from Galilee, one of those Jesus followers, aren't you?
I know you are, but what am I?
Am not.
Am too.
Am too. Are what? No, stop it. You're the Jesus follower, not me.
No, I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me sticks to you. So you're the Jesus follower.
Oh yeah? Well then why are you the one that has a trucker hat on that says, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul"?
Oh, that has to do with sneezing.
Well, then why do you have a WWJD bracelet on?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't jam be delicious?
Oh, yeah? Well, why do you have a prayer journal that says, "Not today, Satan," written on it in italics?
Well, that is just a total coincidence, I suppose. I thought it said Santa.
All right, fine. I guess you get off for the second time. That's two denials, if you're denying it, which you might be.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to this other fire over there. I don't know. Wait, what? Denying? I don't know what you're talking about. All right, but it's, that fire over there looks warmer. I'm peace. I'm going over there. And I'm walking pretty fast, pretty briskly away from that person who was calling me out. Walking, standing now by new fire, arms extended, heating my torso and hands.
Well, hi there. I am the little girl at the other fire that's going to ask you the same question. So, excuse me, sir. Aren't you one of those Jesus followers? I'm pretty sure we saw you in the garden with him.
No, the garden? No, that was Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah? Then why do you have a Garden of Gethsemane sticker on your Yeti?
Oh, that's my friend's.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure I saw a bumper sticker on the back of your camel that said, "Love the Ville."
Yeah, my car broke down, so I'm borrowing a friend's.
Oh, yeah? Well, your accent sounds Galilean, and Jesus was from Galilee.
Oh, I'm reading for a new part. It's my friend's accent I was borrowing.
Your accent is your friend's?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Oh, gotta think fast. Look behind you. There's another fire. It's bigger than this one. It's really cool. And as she turns, I'm gonna run away. Run. There's a fourth fire over here. I'm gonna stand right by this one. Oh, barely got away from that one. It's just me and a rooster here. No one's gonna talk to me. Roasting my hands now. Peace and quiet.
Well, hi there, Peter. I'm the rooster. And this may be the fourth fire, but this is the third denial. And I only have one thing to say to you.
Yeah, what's that?
Come closer.
Okay, getting closer?
Closer.
All right, pretty close to this rooster right now.
I'm a rooster. Come closer.
Okay, I literally can't be any closer.
That's right, kids, and that might be exactly how it happened, although probably not. But three times, kids, Peter denied Jesus. He was a betrayer that night too, just like Judas. But later, in John chapter 21, it says that once Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared again to Peter on a beach, and he forgave him. He actually fed Peter breakfast, and then he took Peter on a walk. And as they walked on the beach, just like Peter denied Jesus three times, Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" And three times, Jesus told Peter, "Well, if you love me, then go be a leader for me." And Peter did. He repented. He was changed forever by the risen Jesus. And he became one of the most powerful leaders for Jesus, never to deny him again. He preached the gospel all over the world. He started the church. He even eventually gave his life for Jesus. So you see, kids, resurrection life changes people. And if it changed someone like Peter, who denied Jesus when he needed him the most, then it could change you too. Now, speaking of a walk on the beach, let's go back and check in on a few characters. All right, so heading back out to the beach and wait. What's that over there? Is that Queen Sparkle, Shimmer, Puffy Poo, the unicorn who lives at the church, horseback riding on the beach?
Well, hello, children. There's nothing that a magical unicorn loves doing more than horseback riding.
And wait a minute. Is that another horse trailing right behind her? Trevor back riding?
This is not what I thought I was signing up for. When's it gonna be my turn to ride?
Okay, how in the world is Trevor in all of these different scenes? There has to be something at the end of this episode that ties this all together. Anyways, let's keep moving down the beach. And we're walking, now we're skipping, now we're handstand walking, now we're skimboarding. Okay, and here are the kids, and hey kids, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're just over here, Preacher, being frustrated.
Yeah, some vacation. We can't find anything that we're looking for.
Yeah, we came together and we're trying to find imitation crabs and we've dug like 100 holes and there's no imitation crabs here. This beach is the worst.
Yeah, all we keep finding are the real crabs. That's not what we want. That's disgusting. Ugh.
Who would ever eat real crab when you could have imitation crab?
Hey guys, look, I found some over here inside this sushi stand.
Oh boy, and now they're all running towards the stand. Yep. Beach sushi stands, that's a questionable choice. That could definitely ruin your spring break if you're not careful. Okay, but there's one kid left. Who is that over there receiving a reward from the local mayor? Is it Scarlet?
Well, hi, yes, it's me, Scarlet. And I'm receiving this award from the local mayor because in the last 30 minutes since you sent us away, Mr. Preacher, I started a 501c3 to stop ocean pollution, and I've also ensured that everyone on the beach is wearing the appropriate SPF sunscreen so that their skin stays safe, including you, Mr. Preacher. You need your 50 SPF. And I've also been doing a little beach evangelism, and I've led 14 spring breakers to Christ.
Is that Trevor playing the piano for you as you do an invitation / altar call, depending on what denomination you're in?
Yep, just playing C and C suspended until we get 20 more.
Okay, well, let's take a little further walk down the beach because I really want to see what Ronan the Raptor and Talon the Pterodactyl are doing. Let's see. Okay, there they are. They're right over there on the other side of the pier, so we're going under the pier. And wait, what's that? Ronan the Raptor? What have you done?
That's right, Preacher Man. We opened an ice cream stand to sell ice cream. And guess what? It's just ice. Mixed with sour cream. My favorite snack. My favorite.
All right, guys. I'm going to need a little bit more sour cream back here. I'm running low, running low. Order up. Ding, ding.
Wait, is Trevor your chef? How in the, what, Ronan, Trevor, I am so confused right now. All right, well, anyways, I think I've seen enough, so let's bring everyone back together. Everyone, let me get my megaphone out right here, and everyone, meet by the pier. It's time to decide the winner, everyone. That's how we usually summon everybody for a podcast. So everyone's here. Okay. All right. Well, everyone, I'm really proud of you. You all seem to be having a lot of fun out there today. We saw Lars and Hamster and Trevor surfing, which was awesome. We saw Scary Gary and Trevor in a cave, which was strange. We saw Queen Sparkle and Trevor horseback riding and Trevor back riding. We saw the kids and Trevor catching imitation crabs. We saw Ronan the Raptor and Trevor selling sour cream and ice, which is disgusting. So, kids, having considered everyone's contributions to the fun competition, I think I know who the winner is. I'm super proud to announce that, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Spring Break is, drumroll please, Scarlet! Scarlet! You see, kids, Scarlet has led 14 people to Christ already on spring break. And, you know, it turns out the only thing that could bring my spring break back from the dead was Jesus. Thanks for sharing his story with others, Scarlet.
Hi, it's Scarlet, and thank you for announcing me the winner, but actually it's 21 people now. We've led 21 people to Christ.
Okay, well, wait, hold on just a minute. Wait, everybody. Is it just me or is there a lot of Trevors in this crowd right now? There's a Trevor with the hamster and Lars. There's a Trevor over there with Queen. There's a Trevor with Ronan the Raptor. How did we get so many Trevors?
I grabbed, my beach towel and also the miraculous micromolecular magnetic machine of teleportation. And I changed it to the multiplication setting and I cloned myself 15 times because I thought, Tyler, the best and most fun thing that you would want on your spring break is just a lot of me.
Well, you thought wrong. But hey, kids, since we didn't vote for Trevor, I think we should at least take one more vote. Kids, who do you think is more fun? Do you think Trevor's idea is more fun or Scarlett's? If you vote for Trevor, let's hear you make some noise right now. Actually, kids, this is an auditory form of media. I just want to clarify, that's not somebody clapping. That's just Trevor slapping SPF 50 on his belly. Okay, now, kids, if you vote for Scarlett, let me hear you make some noise.
Reggae horn.
All right, well, on that note, Scarlett wins, and so does Jesus. Trevor's? Do y'all think you got an awesome song for us today?
Trevor's, let's say this all at the same time.
I love it. Yes. I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
Okay, Trevor's. Well, 30 seconds. Let me review the kids. Kids, thanks for listening today. Your vocab word is resurrection life. Jesus died. Jesus raised. When you believe, you'll be changed. That's Easter. So get off your keister. Jesus is R-I-Z-Z risen and also R-I-S-E-N risen from the dead. Now, your memory verse today, kids, is one that was from our story. In John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus says to the disciples, Thomas specifically, blessed are those who believe without seeing me. And that's us. Now, kids, your prayer assignment today is so important. I want you to reflect on Peter's story. Kids, when you believe in Jesus' resurrection, it will transform the darkness inside of you. It took Peter's evil past and it turned it into powerful leadership, a testimony of the risen Jesus. And I wonder, what darkness is in you? Jesus' resurrection power can take whatever sin or evil or death that's in you and raise it to life, new life. So reflect on what's making you feel sad or making you feel embarrassed or guilty or ashamed. What have you done wrong? What's weighing you down? Kids, Jesus conquered the grave. And so he wants to use your story for his glory. He can change you today. So reflect on that and then pray together with your parents. All right, last thing. Kids, it's time to hand it over to Mr. Bossy himself, the squirrel says. What you got for us today, squirrel?
Well, hey, kids, it's me, the squirrel. Thanks, my little preacher friend for totally skipping the fun activity I was doing on the beach. But anyways, kids, here's what I want you to do. Get on the Apple Podcast Store and give our podcast a 5-star rating. And then memorize the Bible verse too. This is a squirrel. Goodbye, my little friends.
Gather around, kids. It's time for the season finale. This might be the moment you've been waiting for. Let me paint you a story that you gotta know. Imagine being down by 7 with a minute to go. You get the touchdown, then the next thing you know, the coach is calling up a play where you go for broke. You're going for 2, you're going for the extra. Just when everyone thought that your chances were gone, the play starts, the ball thrown, the ball caught. The crowd explodes. Who doesn't love a comeback kick? They thought you were out, but you're just getting started. While they were busy cheering.